Now to the inspiring story of a young woman faced with a difficult diagnosis. The surgery she needed to save her life would cause her to lose her hearing forever. So how would you spend your last days being able to hear the world? Jessica Stone did it with bravery and grace.
Tasted love so sweet. All of it was lost on me.
Imagine the symphony of sounds that make up your life. Your favorite song.
All we are, we are.
Your family's laughter. Your dog. Now imagine counting down the weeks, days, hours until every sound disappears.
I'm really at a loss for emotion. Freaked out, actually. to be very blunt, freaked out.
Surgery has been a fact of life for 23-year-old Jessica Stone since she was a little girl. But it wasn't until she was 15 that doctors were able to put a name to her disease, neurofibromatosis, a rare genetic disorder that causes benign tumors to grow along her nervous system.
The diagnosis was, pretty much a kick in the gut.
Over the years, Jessica has had more than 20 surgeries to remove the tumors.
Since this whole thing started 8 years ago, I want to crawl up a lot of days and cry, and I can't because I can't do it because she doesn't do it.
Her humor's always found a way to make her through, and she's just a beautiful person inside and out.
She already lost the hearing in her left ear, and then this winter, devastating news. There is a tumor pressing against her brainstem that has to come out, and the operation that will heal her will also leave her deaf.
You do a surgery that will leave you completely deaf, or you take the risk of just stroking one day and dying. And that was her choice.
The deafness thing, I will only, I will find some funky, quirky way to make it work for me, to, be the person in the family that just, they're like, wow, she's deaf, but she just does it so well.
Today marks 30 days until my big surgery.
And so in the month before surgery, Jessica sets out to record the sounds that make up her world.
Dig, Toby, dig for gold.
Playing her bongos. Making her morning smoothie.
Love you.
The hope is one day these images will remind her of the sounds she can no longer hear.
Well, it's hard to change the way you lose if you think you never won.
She practices sign language by learning to sign her favorite song, All We Are, by Matt Nathanson.
All we are, we are.
Just 3 weeks before surgery, she gets to meet Nathanson at his concert, the last one she will ever hear.
On one hand, it's great to meet this person. On the other hand, it's, I'm never going to hear him sing again. So it was definitely an emotional thing last night.
With 1 week left, she takes in the gentle roar of the wind and waves of the beach.
Oh, it's gorgeous. Listen to those waves.
And then, all too soon, the day of surgery is here.
It's been a long 30 days, and, very long, very hard.
We talked and laughed and all kinds of things the night before. We wanted to get every minute in, and nobody wanted to go to bed. And then all of a sudden, it's 6 a.m., and you're at the hospital.
That morning in the hospital, tense emotional moments, one last conversation.
I love you.
A final I love you, and listening one last time to her favorite song as she is wheeled into the operating room.
In the end, words won't matter.
After 13 hours of surgery, relief. Doctors tell Jessica's family the tumor is out and she's doing well. The next morning, the new reality.
You okay?
Jessica's first conversation without sound.
What? A little. 8.